The third day of the IAEA's Board of Governors meeting focused on Iran's ambassador, Dr. Ali Ashghar Soltani's statement on what many call the agency's Western influence allegations that Iran's uranium enrichment is increasingly taking on military dimensions.
Our message is very clear. We will continue our cooperation with the IAEA in accordance with comprehensive safeguard, and we will continue our enrichment activities under the IAEA without any interruption. Neither the sanctions, nor resolutions, nor the threat of attack, nothing could stop this enrichment, which are exclusively for peaceful purposes.
Soltaniyeh criticized the fact that the U.S. and the EU have once again repeated the unfounded assertion questioning the exclusive peaceful nature of Iran's nuclear activities without presenting clear evidence. U.S. Ambassador Clint Davis, however, said that the Director General's report raises a number of issues that are of serious concern to the international community.
He can deliver himself his best assessment whether there have been, in the case of the Iranian program, military dimensions to it.
Iran has always maintained that its nuclear program is solely aimed at peaceful purposes and that as a member of the IAEA and a signatory to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, it has the right to use peaceful nuclear energy. Another topic addressed by Soltaniyeh was Iran's intention to remove fuel from the nuclear reactor at its Bushehr power plant, as Russia had requested the fuel be unloaded for tests and technical measures.
The nuclear power plant of Bushehr is being completed based on a contract with our Russian friends. The Russian supplier have a contractual obligation to complete and put on operation this power plant. And therefore, we expect that they will do according to their obligation in a timely manner as planned. This is the expectation from our side.
The overall message of the Iranian mission was clearly to open a new chapter of mutual trust and collective cooperation to implement the objectives for the promotion of peaceful uses of nuclear energy, contributing to the peace and prosperity in the world.
Soltaniyeh explained in his statement that Iran's nuclear material are under the agency's full-scope surveillance for peaceful activities and that Iran has always fully cooperated with the agency in safeguards application on nuclear material and facilities. Gian Pola, Press TV, Vienna.